Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you want to have a trusting, loving, and honest relationship with your mother or daughter, you're in the right place. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, a Christian clinical psychologist and ordained chaplain, better known as Dr. Bessie. My co-host and I will share God's expectation of a mother and daughter relationship to help you with your healing process towards your best mother and daughter relationship according to the Word of God. So sit back with your pen and paper or recorder because we are coming after your heart.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, mothers and daughters around the world. Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables. It is just a pleasure to have you join us today. You know, with all things that are going on in the world, and I want to start with doom and gloom, but, you know, if you are paying attention just a little bit, your heart has to be pulled on. I mean, I go in and I look and I see just enough that I have to turn it off and just get into prayer because it pulls at my heart to see what's going on in the world. And as mothers and daughters, it is our duty as matriarchs to stand. We can help. You know, sometimes we say, well, what can I do? I can't help. I can send some money instead of donation. But there's something greater than money. It is the prayer. It is talking to God. Prayer changes things. And I think every human being realized that. Even though they may say, no, well, I pray, but nothing happened. But you're still here. You're breathing. You're walking around. You're not on your deathbed. Somebody praying. If you ain't praying, your grandmother prayed. Your mother praying. Your friend praying. Your church praying. Somebody praying for you. Because if you're not saved, somebody is praying for you, whether you know it or not. Somebody's praying for you. So I just want to put that out there first thing this morning, you know, that we can start. We have a prayer line at 7 o'clock, and I'll give you the number before we get off of here. And, you know, join us on that prayer line. And I think we just need to just stand for Israel. You know, God doesn't play when it comes to Israel, and whatever affects Israel affects all of us. So we think that we're in the United States and we're standing afar, but that's not true. That's why the president is over there running around trying to get them to come together, because he knows whatever happens in Israel is going to affect all of us. So we need to get our heads up out of the sand. We need to realize whatever affects Israel affects all of us. All of us. There's no escaping it. It's the Word of God. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you? I am good. I dare not complain. Especially after that intro. So, you know, we gotta pray, like you said. I am fine, though. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, it's when you look what's going on in the world, whatever little things that we're going through, even in, when something attacks your body, you know, you keep saying, I'm up, going, I'm driving, I'm moving, I'm eating, my legs are going, you know, my mouth's talking and my mind's good, you know, okay, so some challenges trying to jump on me, got to fight them off, but look at how many people are losing their lives and the babies, and I'm telling you, I don't even want to go there right now. Let me get Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody?
No, doing good, you know. Just wanting us to be so thankful and grateful for, you know, God giving us an opportunity to help. And that help means that we have to serve somebody else. And how do we serve those other people? We serve them. We serve them through our prayer. We serve them through our thoughts and goodwill and wishes toward them, you know, blessings toward them. That's the service that we can offer right now. And God has just placed that on my heart. You know, you don't have to go there. You don't even have to send any money there. Because all that they need, God has it. But the one thing that God depends on us to do is to cover each other. And that's what he said. We're to cover each other. And how do we cover each other? We cover each other in prayer and blessings. Not with a blanket. We cover it not with money. We cover them with our hearts, the love of our hearts. And if we can get mothers and daughters around the world to come together in that spirit, the wars would stop. But he said to me, I told you there'd be wars and rumors of wars, but this is not the end. So keep going. But we still are responsible for our brothers and our sisters. So Cynthia, would you give us a prayer this morning, please? Okay, I don't know what happened.
I'm here. With that intro, Father God, we ask that you forgive us, Father God, for all unrighteousness and failing to do what you've told us to do. Forgive us, Father God, and you, it is in Scripture that we are to pray for Israel. So, Father God, so the first thing that I pray for this morning is that you will bring your people and let us get on one accord in praying for Israel. Father God, we know that you're there, you're everywhere, but yet it's part of a bigger picture. You said there will always be wars and rumors of war. So, Father God, we just come and praying for those who will, you will leave standing and all of the losses that they will experience due to this war. We pray, Father God, for mothers and daughters around the world who's losing their children and their loved ones in Israel. We pray, Father God, that they will call on the name of Jesus above all the things that we can ask for them. We ask that those who will stand, who will be left here, to call on the name of Jesus. That's what you're asking them to do, to return unto you. And so, Father God, we say, thank you, Father God, for do right mind and heart according to your word. For as Jesus did, he prayed often. And we are to get in the habit of praying, Father God, one for another country, one for another continent. And so, Father God, we pray, Father God, not only for Israel, but what is going around the world, this mass shooting the last couple of days, Father God. We pray not only for the ones, families that lost their loved ones, but we pray for the family member for the perpetrator, because he is somebody's son. He is somebody's husband. He is somebody's father, perhaps. But we know he's a son and a brother and all of those things. And so, Father God, we pray for the world and the evil that is rampant in this world. But it's no surprise to you. You know everything. And Father God, we ask that you give us a heart to go on when we're seeing these things and not allow it to dampen our spirit, but call us to give, it's a clarion call for us to pray, Father God. Help us to be more aware and help us to not go about our day without doing what it is that you've told us to do. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the message that will come forth as we do this radio show this morning. Father God, we thank you for choosing us to be able to put the word out in the world for mothers and daughters to know you. And we pray that they will get and want to know you. So with all of that, Father God, we say thank you. Above all that we can ask for, we ask that our listeners call on the name of Jesus, turn and repent. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wow. You know, it's just hit me. It's just something. I'm like, they don't even know what they're doing. God, don't play. You know, those are, he said, I am the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Children of Israel, the tribes, you know. Be careful. He don't play with that piece. And now he told you now and let you have everything else. But that's mine. That's my land. And, it's going to be woe on them. Trust me. But, you know, we think about the people that are caught up in it. You know, they're minding their own business. Can you imagine you walk around minding your business and all of a sudden a bomb comes through, boom, blows up everything. I mean,
can't imagine it. No.
Terrible. So anyway, we'll do a light this about last week. Deborah, how was your week last week?
Last week, I can't remember. Wait a minute. The time going by so fast. Listen, I'm trying to catch my breath. I just got off 95. So last week was pretty mild and, regular week, getting ready for Homer's Memorial. We celebrate that in December, so I've been doing some emails and contacts. So just a week of preparation for the next thing on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
God is good.
Yes. Amen. And Cynthia, I don't know. I think you said
I'm here. Mm-hmm. My week was good. My week was very productive. For the audience who don't know, I went for my review on yesterday for my dissertation. I was moved forward to do my final defense in December. That was a burden lifted off of me. And they love the fact that we are doing the work of God and educating his people. And so it was a good week. It was a busy, busy, busy week. Guys, we are now, the college is now flourishing. I am teaching 4 classes for the Mother and Daughter Bible College. And just this week, we got approved for our peer support specialist program. And now it is part of our accreditation. So we are excited. I am busy, but it's a good busy. So, and God gets the glory for all the work that we are doing. He's blessing it, and it's going where it needs to go. Thank you for asking, and how was your week?
My week was great. It was great. Like everybody else, busy, but productive. Met some exciting people this week. When I say exciting, I mean exciting to some things that God had put on the plate in 2011. You know, we are living in the 2011 message that he had us to write it down. Cynthia, you were there. And so there's something else that was in the 2011 message that God just had someone to introduce me to someone. And in the conversation, I was like, oh, my God. Then I knew that was another thing that was on that list from 2011. And so we're exploring that right now. And just the fact that God is moving the matriarch now to a higher level. He said, I will promote you. And with him doing that promotion, and I told him at the board meeting on Thursday night, I didn't tell anybody because I just, you know, was just trying to wrap my mind around it. And with the crowning of the matriarchs for all the people out there, mothers and daughters, God has appointed me to start crowning matriarchs, to let them know that he loved them and that he cares for you. He see you. He knows you've been in the trenches. He know you were out there working and you keep saying, God, where are you? God, you know, I'm doing this. Am I hearing you right? For those mothers and daughters out there, God is saying, I heard you, and I am letting you know that I love you. So if you got a matriarch out there that's been standing for your family, that's just been the one that keeping the family together. When everybody is going crazy, you can always go to Big Mama House and have, even though there might be some don't want to come, some kind of, but you know you're not going to bring that mess up in Big Mama's house. She's not going to stand for it. So you whisper, but you don't bring it out aloud because you know there's order, and she contains that order in her home. So God is honoring women, mothers and daughters who are matriarchs around the world. It is going to another level. And then about 3 weeks ago, he said to me, I'm walking around minding my business, you know, doing what I do. We talking back and forth because we do that all day. And he said, I crown you Empress. And I said, excuse me? He said, I crown you Empress. Well, I thought I knew what Empress meant. You know, we know the word, the general meaning of it. And I said, so I had to go get the dictionary. I said, well, let me go look it up. Well, I went out to go get a physical dictionary. I'm talking about, you know, Google dictionary. I went in and I looked it up. And then he said, only an empress can crown a queen. An empress is higher than a queen. And only an empress can crown a queen. I have you crowning my queens. Matriarchs, they are queens. And you have to be the empress. And then he started telling me about my role and how I should dress and how I should be and what I'm supposed to do. And it has been a miraculous move. And I've just been like, okay, God, I am the one that promotes. Because I was like, well, God, you know, how am I going to tell people that? You know what I mean? That, well, what do you mean how you going to tell people that? What did I say? I am the one that promotes. I called you. So I've been in a training, spiritual training, because this position is a deep spiritual training and movement. And we're going to do the crowning on next Saturday down in Atlanta. After we do the feeding with Pastor Marquita on Thursday for the homeless, and then Friday night we have the mother and daughter house party, the first mother and daughter house party that we're doing since I used to do them back in the early 20s. We're putting another twist to it, and this is going to be the blossoming for it. But we're going to do the crowning, which is going to be a whole different ceremony than any that we've done before. And so I'm excited about it. Just want to make sure I hear what God is asking me to do and how to do it. And even got it down to what I can wear and what I cannot wear. So it has been something else. And then the gentleman that I met was a part of this whole movement that I didn't even know until we got to talking. So it has been a week of growth, a week of spiritual shift. It's no time to sit back and relax. Those who know got to be about the Father's business, this is it. We've been prepped. We've been waiting, and he said, this is it. This is the icing on the cake, and get ready because it's going to be very busy traveling. And what I do and what I had to come to grips with is that this body carries the Holy Spirit around, and we have to realize this body that we think is ours, it's the container to carry the Holy Spirit. Are we going to carry the Holy Spirit where he wants to go? Are we going to make decisions where we carry him and who, and what we can allow him to do and what we can allow him to say? Well, I don't have that privilege. I gave my body to God and I said, okay, I'll carry you wherever you want to go. Wherever you tell me to carry you, I will carry you. And if we look at it from that perspective, we know that the body is not our own, because he told me a few weeks ago, you know, those who don't listen and I can't get the work done that I need to get done through the body, I'll take the spirit out of the body and move to another body. I was like, oh my God. I mean, it was kind of scary. It's like, oh, okay, because I want to make sure I'm doing it, you know, because, you know, he just like, I can take my spirit out of the body will rest, and I'll move to another body because my work got to get done. Brothers and daughters out there, if God has told you something in your heart, and you're sitting around wondering, well, I don't know if I could do it, you know, you better get it together. Time is of the essence. This ain't no time to sit back and wonder. You've got to talk to the Holy Spirit. You've got to relinquish your body. It's not yours anyway. He created it for himself. The body is Bessie. That's the name of the body. Spirit is the great I am. So that's where I am. That's what I'm going through. And I can't wait to see what he's going to do on Saturday. I just know. He already started with Pastor Marquita. You know, she just don't know what to do. She's so emotional. It is what we have prepared for, and it is now. It is now. You have to see it for yourself. I'm excited to see it myself, because Pastor Marquita is toned up. I mean, she's doing like I did. She's crying and trying to get through it, and it is a spiritual warfare. And I told her, I can't help you. I can pray with you, but I can't help you because I had to go through it, and I don't know what God is going to do through her, but he is cleansing her for something. So that's my week. That's my week. And I am so grateful that time is showing up. So that's why the Bible College is moving, the magazine is moving, the television is moving, radio, everything is moving now, because we have prepped and prepared for this time, and now it's here. There's no time to play around. I remember about 6 months ago, the Holy Spirit said, tell them, it's like Noah in the ark. Well, it's raining. It is raining. And he said, and when I tell you to close the door, those who are not in, close the door. Because it's going to be it. It's going to start raining, and people that's inside going to keep going. The word's here.
Amen.
So, praise God. I'm excited. I thank you, ladies. We've been on this journey for a long time. We get up, we come on Saturday morning, we do what we are told to do, we listen, we deliver what God puts in our hearts, and I love the way we do it. I love the way the Holy Spirit uses us to deliver a message from three different perspectives, and it gives something for each listener to hear, because that, you know, I can minister and they'll get just what the Holy Spirit is telling me, but there's so many different people out there, mothers and daughters and fathers and sons too, that have a different point of view, that where they didn't get me, they can get Deborah. If they didn't get Deborah, they can get Cynthia. If they didn't get Cynthia, they get somebody in our audience. You know, God's going to get them what they need. And I just thank you all for being obedient and being a part of allowing God to use your body and your mind to speak what he wants us to say. So,
amen.
Thank you, audience, for joining us. We truly appreciate it. I'm not trying to take up a long time, but I'm just doing what God has placed on my heart. This is a ministry, and he keep reminding me. Some people preach on Sundays, he said, but this is where you share. This is your preaching platform, and you have to look at it. On Saturday morning, you get up and you minister as if you were ministering on Sunday. So that's what we do. This is the ministry, Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministry. And our topic for today, ladies, is mothers and daughters, do you believe God? This is sort of a spin on what we talked about last week, Are you asking God? Are you questioning God? You know, and go back and to our website, go to my Facebook page and go to matriarchnow.com and go to media, and then you can catch the radio show, the archives. That's the best place to go. And then today, I want to expand on that just a little bit. And because if you question God, that means you don't believe God. And so, I mean, really, it was so good last week, and I was asking Holy Spirit, and they just kept saying, expand on that, expand on it. So I'll come back and pick you ladies up, and then we're going to expand on what this is all about, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, mothers and daughters out there, I'm just going to give you a quick update, and then we're going to get into our topic for the day. Mothers and daughters, do you believe God? You know, that's it right there. That's it right there. Do you believe God? And we're going to talk about that. But I want you to know that I want you to go to matriarchnow.com. That's matriarchnow.com. And when you go there, we have a contest going on. We are looking for the next mother and daughter to be on the cover of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Magazine. Now, that could be you and your mother. You decide. But you go, if you're not a member, become a member, and then you can sign up. You and your mother can sign up. You have to send in a 30-second commercial. That 30-second commercial, not 31 seconds, 30 seconds. Now, you got to follow the contest rules. It's a 30-second commercial. If you send in 1 minute, it's going to be disqualified. So a 30-second commercial saying why you and your mother should be honored on the cover of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Magazine. And when you do that, we're going to have a panel that's going to look at the different videos, and they are going to select 100 videos, and you're going to compete for that cover. And how are you going to do that? You're simply going to invite your friends and family to come in and vote for you. Vote for you to be on the next cover. We are excited about it. There's a lot of gifts that's coming with it. You're going to get a 7-day resort stay at your favorite place, a couple other things that we're putting together for you. I'm excited about it. It's going to give some excitement to the Mother and Daughter Magazine. We no longer have to figure out who's going to be on the cover. We're going to have it open up so mothers and daughters around the world can actually compete to be on the Mother and Daughter Magazine. That's exciting. And when you look at the video, you're going to see even Michelle Obama grace the cover of the Mother and Daughter Magazine. So, you know, it don't get no better than Michelle Obama. All righty. And the other thing that I want to tell you about is that we are promoting Mother and Daughter bath products. Go to Matriarch Now. Go to shop. And go to the boutique, order your mother and daughter bathrobes today. If you want them back by Christmas, you really got to order them within the next week or so in order for them to come back in time to get as a Christmas present, because it takes about 2 weeks because they're custom made. And we're filling orders now as we speak. So tell your friends and family, it's a nice gift, and it also helps promote the ministry and the work that we do. So that's as much as I'm going to tell you today. I could go on and on and on, but let's get into what God has us to talk about today, which is mothers and daughters, do you believe God? Do you believe God? And see, this is where I was talking last week about, are we questioning God? We all question God. So don't think of putting things at you. We all question God. We don't mean to, some of us. Some of us do, because I've heard some people say, God, you know what? If you God and you up there, then do this or do that. And they talk to him just like that. Well, if you God, then why you allow this to happen? Well, if you God, then you should do this. Well, if you God, I mean, that's a dangerous way to talk to God. Obviously, you're not well read. And obviously, you don't know God. Because I would be afraid to talk to God like that. How many people have just dropped dead? Texting in front of God. It's disrespectful. He's your father. And he tells you, honor your father and your mother. And most people think it's their earthly mother and father. Yeah, you mimic that to your earthly mother and father. But he's saying, honor your father. He said, I am your father. Keep in mind what he's saying. He didn't say your daddy and your mama. Your earthly parents are your daddy and your mama. It's all about words. He said, honor your father and your mother, which is God, that your days may be long. But the world will have you think he's talking about a human being, two human beings. He's talking about, I am your father. Call no man father but me. I mean, it's that simple. He doesn't make it hard. We just believe man over God. Man tell you something, you believe it. God tell you something and you question it. Now who are you going to choose? You're going to choose life or death. And there again, another scenario. Desire to choose life. You're thinking about breathing and stop breathing over death. No. He says, I am the life. Come on, y'all. I am the life. Not man, not the body. And I suggest that you choose life. And choose me, the great I am. Because if you don't choose me and I'm the life, then you're automatically choosing death. There ain't nothing else. Choose life or choose death. Now I suggest that you choose life. So what is life? He said, I am life. You got it? I am. That I am. I am. That's present. That's not the future. That's not the past. I am is now. I am life. I am health. I am prosperity. I am all that is. Nothing is that I am not. I am, you notice how often, I am. My name is I am throughout all of eternity. So it's never going to change. Now who are you going to believe? He's telling you, choose life. So you choose life. How do you choose life? You choose life when Jesus came and told you. Jesus came and told you what he said. He didn't say it just when Jesus came. He said it to Moses long before Jesus came. He tried Moses. Even Moses would say, well, you know, who do I tell him? You know, you tell him to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let your people go. Okay, now, you know, Pharaoh might try to kill me. You know, he's the king. What I mean, you know, and I'm stuttering. And can you send Aaron? You know, I mean, what do you want me to do? You go because I told you to go. Well, who do I tell him send me? Because, I mean, I can't just walk up to the king and tell him to let some people go. Who do I tell him send me? You tell him I said I am sent you. Now, does that mean Pharaoh know what that means? No. Moses didn't know what it meant. He just knew Well, if that's what he told me to tell him, that's what I'm going to tell him. You just got to do it. If God said it, just do it. Don't try to analyze it. Don't try to figure it out. Because he didn't program you to know everything that he knows. He programmed you to know what he tells you, what he reveals to you. And you know that. If you've been on this earth at any given time for a moment, you know that. You came here knowing that you had a certain amount of power, but there was a greater power. So Moses is okay, and he went. That's what saved Moses from being killed by Pharaoh. Because when he said, I am sent me, the power was released. The power of protection was released around Moses. They couldn't touch him. That's why he could go back and forth, and Pharaoh couldn't do a thing. Because he was covered by the life, the energy, the power of the great I am. So when we are wondering, well, God said this, and then you go with a but, that's your doubt. But I prayed before and nothing happened. Well, you just might as well go and sit down because nothing is going to happen. Doubt erases any prayer. Anytime you put a but, well, maybe, well, I don't know. And you start with these intra-conversations, this ongoing conversations in your head. See, that's the way the enemy will talk you out of your blessing. He don't have to do much. See, it's just one little seed, mustard seed size of doubt will erase a lifetime of blessings. Because where there is doubt, faith cannot be. They cannot occupy the same space. And the space is just your consciousness. In your consciousness, you got to believe without a shadow of a doubt. And you got to believe it so that when you think about it, your insides jump. You just cannot be still because you are feeling it. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see it. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be it. If you're in a situation, change what you say, change your thought, change your vision, and you change your life. You change your experience. You are in control because the God in you operates according to the will that you will give him. If you will it through your mind, the Holy Spirit can produce it. I remember reading Daniel. Daniel prayed, asked God, and God said yes. The minute he asked, God said yes. But then Daniel lay there and said, well, I don't know if he heard me or not. He went back to God. God said, the moment you asked me, I answered. The angels was on their way, bringing the request to Daniel. I remember he said he felt something touch his lips. The angels was coming, but then Daniel had doubt. He was like, "Oh well, I don't know if the Lord heard me or not." The angel said, "Oh, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. He's doubting. We can't go forward. We gotta wait." How many angels are waiting to deliver the blessings to you, but they can't come forward through the atmosphere because you just put up a roadblock. You just put up a doubt sign. And they say, well, we might as well go on back and wait. So they go back and wait. They're not just going to stand up there waiting on you to get yourself together, and you 1 minute, you say, okay, I believe now. And then you believe, and then they start again. Oh, no, well, maybe not, because you talk to your girlfriend. You talk to someone else. You listen to the radio. You heard some preacher say something, and it contradicts what you already know, what God said. And God said, I said you heal. But no, no. See, what you got to do, you got to pay your tithes before you can get that blessing. Or, you know, you got to get this oil that I have, or you need to get this prayer cough because, you know, hey, God anointed me as the only God. I mean, I'm above Jesus because I can do this prayer cough, and I can send you this prayer cough $99.95 for 3 months, and you're going to be healed because you're going to receive all kind of foolishness. But what God said, I said, by his stripes you were healed. Are you going to believe God? Are you going to believe God? Are you going to believe that conversation in your head? See, he already said it. That's where it comes in, at the struggle. You're talking about a battle in the mind. The battle is just your intro conversations. Think about it. Everything that you've gone through, how many times you got to fight those conversations? You're going back and forth. The doctor say this. You say that, somebody, yeah, you know, a cousin of ours had it. My grandmama died with it. My mama had it. Girl, I had a girlfriend. She had that same thing. She didn't live 3 months. Now you get that in your mind, you dead in 2 months and a half. Didn't even make it 3 months. So busy analyzing and placing your life in the hands of man and their words instead of listening to what God said. Are you going to believe God? Or are you going to believe man? That's what you need to make the decision on. Man don't know nothing. Man don't know nothing. I can't tell Cynthia what to do. I can't tell Deborah what to do. I can't tell you what to do. I don't know nothing except what God tells me. And he's telling it for me. I can share it with you. But what he's saying right now is for me. And I'm telling you so you can glean from it and go to God for yourself. That's how we grow. You got to seek him for yourself. And these are lessons that I'm learning. We know some of them. We need to be reminded. Everybody went to Jesus and requested something from Jesus. His question was, do you believe I can do this? He didn't ask them how much faith they had. He didn't say, do you have faith? Or do you have the faith enough to believe? He never said that. Because everybody's got the same measure of faith. If you believe God, that's what God said. I gave every man the same measure of faith. He cannot lie. So why wouldn't you believe him if you believe he cannot lie? People say that all the time. Oh, yeah, well, you know, he cannot lie. A man that cannot lie, but you don't believe him. Think about it. You say it, but you don't believe it. Another thing people used to say, oh, my father's got 1,000 cattle on a hill. I never understood what all that meant. But people throw that out there. And so what? You still can't pay your rent. What does that mean? You don't believe that what he has belonged to you. He said, what is mine is thine, and what is thine is mine. But you don't believe that. Because if you did, you shift yourself in consciousness. And that's the lessons that he's kicking me through right now. Shift, Bessie. I need you to go to another state of mind. I need you to come up hither. Come up. Shift. Because where I want to go, I need you to be prepared to take me. I'm going to need you to come up. Don't worry about nobody else. I need you to come up. I'm preparing you to take me places. I didn't raise you up to leave you. But if you don't take me where I want to go, I will. So, do you believe God or do you believe man? Every time you have to make a decision, ask yourself, what did God say about this? And when you go and find out what God said, and it's very simple. Some people are afraid to go to the Bible because it says, well, I don't know, I can't read the Bible, da, da, da. Go to Google. What did God say about? That simple. What did God say about? And put the end. And you'll come up with Bible verses after Bible verses. Nobody's no Bible scholar. We all just Google it up or look at what it says. I mean, come on. You don't need to try to remember everything. Don't be afraid of it. Just Google it and read what he said about it. And then you have to make a decision. Do I believe what he said? Or do I believe what I heard on the commercial? That's your choice. Because if you believe what God said, then you choose life. If you believe what man said, then you choose death. Man is not life. Choice. All right. Deborah? Deborah?
Yes, I'm here. I was on mute. I always put it on mute just in case. I tell you, boy, do you believe, you know, it always make me, you know, answer the question, you know, whatever the topic is, always start with me, you know. And growing up, we was taught to, you know, believe in God, you know, there's a God, and say your prayers and you know, put your money in the thing when you go to church and be quiet and all of that. But when I got older and I was at an age where I had to be accountable for my actions, I had to seek out God and know God for God, not for what the traditional way that we do raising family, some people. And so one of the things I learned with God is that he's not a man that he should lie. You know, he's God. He ain't got to lie. Who going to check God? Who going to say, God, you lie? God ain't got to answer to nobody. He said, he talks about in Numbers, because you said it, Numbers 23:19, that scripture is, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not a human, so he do not change his mind. Has he ever spoken, failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? And the problem don't be with God not keeping his word. It be with us not believing that he can do it. He says in Hebrews 11:6, he says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is what? He is who? He is, like what he told Moses, I am. I am whatever you need me to be. I'm going to tell Pharaoh, I am, capital letter, I am. And he says that if you believe, you know, that whatever you ask for according to his word, because we can't go asking for somebody's husband. Come on now. We can't go asking for, oh, I got to win the lotto. And you know, God ain't against money. You should buy payment tithes. And God said, put your money where you know you're going to get a return. Bless me and bring me a tenth while you guarantee to get a return. He said, trust me and see if I will open up a window and pour out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. He said, put your money where your mouth is. You say you believe me. Bring it to my storehouse. Do this and do that. He says in Matthew's, he went to the bread man house in 9:28, and when he had, this is how I read, and when he was coming to the house, know what translation that is, and when he was coming to the house, the blind man came to him. Here we go, we're going to Jesus. We're in a situation, right? Jesus said unto them, not just the blind man, right? Be careful who pray for you, because people praying ain't believing. And then he says, believe me that I am able to do this. He asked them a question. They said unto him, yes, Lord. So they had the right amen corner. They had the right people in the circle, people that believe in God. Because we be, you know, we say, pray for me, girl. You know, sometimes we say it lightly. And then, you know, God is saying, hey, they don't know who they're praying to. You know, you better seek me for yourself. You know, I know you believe, but you got some other people. Just be careful who you ask to pray for you, because You know, some people ain't got, they got lips, because God say, your mouth moving, but your heart so far from me. He said, so, you know, believe that I'm able to do that. And James, and James saying, but when you ask, you, again, goes back to believing. When you, but when you ask, James 1 and 6, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Like you said, somebody talking about, oh, you know, my stuff is such. They didn't live for 3 months. And so we pray, and then we go around people that start putting stuff in our ear, contaminating our spirit and causing our doubt to waver. We got to be careful what we let go in the ear gate and the eye gate, because Satan come now. He heard you pray, so now he coming and try to take that belief from you and cause it to be rocky and cause it to be shaky, because you're looking at the outside. God says you got to believe in your heart, not with your eyes. People say, I believe it when I see it. No. By faith, you believe it before you see it. You speak it into existence. You stand on his word. He says, I'm able to do it. It might not happen overnight, because I know why I'm not giving you what I'm going to give you. And sometimes you might be open. You ain't ready for the blessing. So just keep the faith. Keep believing, because I'm able. I'm Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi. I'm God. There's nothing impossible for me. But do you believe?
Come on. Wow.
Amen. Y'all gonna get me woke up here.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Do you believe? People don't know. It's very simple. That's good, Deborah. That's good. Thank you. My Lord, my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cynthia, come on with it.
Yeah.
Good stuff, lady. Good stuff. Who will you believe? And, it, and like Deborah said, it is so important that you watch what goes in your ear gate and your eye gate, because people will talk you out of the blessings of God. In the Bible, God gives us many helpful scriptures about that doubt. Doubt will come. But these verses strengthens, it's supposed to strengthen our confidence in God when we find ourselves doubting. We are to go to the word of God. Don't go to man. Let me tell you something. When I got diagnosed with this blood clot in my leg, this is why I tell my husband, don't call people. Because people going to tell you those stories that you was talking about, Dr. Fletcher. I called my two sisters, and what the first thing came out of their mouth, some stories about their friends and dying with a blood clot in their leg. But I had been talking to God from the moment it wouldn't cease. I was like, nope, enemy, God, he did not bring me this far to, for me to leave right now. I ain't going nowhere. And I started listening to my healing scriptures, and I believe in God. But when you ask, he says in James 1, 6, as Deborah said, you must choose to believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed about every wind, blown and tossed by whatever somebody say. I keep people out of my ear when I believe in God that he has told me something. I asked God, when I went to the hospital, show me, I asked the Holy Spirit, show me what it is. And I'd be doggone, 20 minutes after I asked, the doctor came back and told me I had a blood clot in my leg. But despite what the doctor told me, I was believing God for healing, and I believe that he has restored my health. Despite what I see, I believe God, and I'm standing on that. I will not doubt that. Doubt will come. That's why God gave us the Bible verses, to let us know they will come. But you have to make a choice to believe. So how can we fight against doubt? Doubts will come. But believing what you have learned, what is written, you have, as Dr. Fletcher has pointedly said, you have to make a choice. I choose to believe God, because I know what he says in his word. And if he's a man, as Deborah said, that cannot lie, I'm standing on that. Thank you for letting me share.
All right now. All right. That's what I'm talking about. It's that simple. He sent Jesus just to let us know, I need you to go. I need this body to ride me through. See, he came in the body of Christ. People talk about the body of Christ, the body of Christ. They say in the words, but they don't have the revelation. The revelation, the body of Christ, is just like the body of Bessie, the body of Cynthia, the body of Deborah. God rode in that body. He came in that body. Let me go. I can't trust somebody else. I can't. I send Moses, Elijah, and I send, you know, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and, Saul and Paul and John and Luke. I send all these people, but let me go. I'm going in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus is the body of Christ. The body was called Jesus. The spirit was called the great I am. That's why he said, I and the Father are one. You remember he said, I, not me and the Father. I and the Father are one. I am. That's who I am. We got a guest that want to say something. We got a few minutes. Let me give, we got a couple people here. This is good today. We'll give you, let's get a couple comments here. Hello, good morning.
Yes, hello, good morning. This is Dr. Val listening in and absolutely just being blessed by this message today. I'm just so thankful I tuned in. I was looking at when you're talking about belief, the first one is when you talked about Noah. Noah is known for a man who believed God, period. And that's why he was able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But him and his family, because he believed God. No one else did, but Noah did. And mm-hmm. The other one is he gave me Mark 11, starting at 22 to 24. Real quick, it's basically Jesus is answering, saith unto, have faith in God. And then he says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things shall be said, shall come to pass. That's like promise, promise on top of promise. And then he says, and he shall have whatsoever he saith. And therefore, 24 says, I say unto you, it's like in the conclusion of all this believing, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So
amen.
It's our fault if things don't come because we didn't believe. That's what I read. And so
all
I just
right.
wanted to, I love this. Believe, do I believe God? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. That is my, everybody that knows, they know that that's my preach right there. Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. Thank you, Dr. Val.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Hold on a second. We got a couple minutes. We got 1 minute here. We got another caller. Hello?
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
This is T. I just want to say great message today, and I really was encouraged by it.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
Tia. All right. I'm glad you joined us today.
Yeah.
Well, you know, ladies, we're on every Saturday morning. You are welcome to join us. I mean, you know, God is just moving, moving. So when you get on and you really want to say something, you'll click that one so I can see. I saw, you know, I can see people on here. But I just, you know, until you click one, I don't know. So I want to give you time so you could get your thoughts in and what God is sharing. Thank you for joining us. And it has been a marvelous show. The key is, and Mark 11:22, Dr. Bell, as I say all the time, those four words are the cornerstone of the Bible. Everything is around that. If you can't get, if you don't have faith in God, nothing else in the Bible works. That's it.
Amen.
All right. All right, ladies, hold on 1 second, please.
Thank you for joining us at the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, the place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you would like to ask Dr. Bessie a question about your mother and daughter relationship, go to contact@matriarchnow.com. That's matriarchnow.com. May the Lord bless your mother and daughter relationship. Blessings. The Mother and Daughter Roundtable is brought to you by Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. If you'd like to make a donation, visit matriarchnow.com.
All right. Thank you, ladies. And Tia, we would love to have you come on and be a guest. You're such a woman of God, and we would love to have you share that. We'll talk to you about that. And Dr. Val, thank you guys for sharing with us today. And mothers and daughters out there, I see you. You're on. You're listening. Thank you for joining us today. Don't worry about it. If you didn't click your hand, I know you got it. You cannot not get this message today. Do you believe?
Amen.
Week. Thank you, ladies. We'll talk to you next week. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thank you, Deborah.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.